great. That's 1 o'clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring one.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 8 o'clock in the morning. Roll call, please.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Cindy.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. No agenda corrections or additions that anybody's aware of. U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Do you mind if Jack and Helen join
us? We are fine with that.
Did they bring donuts or anything?
No, they didn't bring in. Well, they brought the information.
No, somebody can sit in this one, too. Because Cindy's gone.
Cindy's not here today, obviously.
Sit there and sit on Cindy's chair.
Here, you can pull one over here if you want.
The reason why I said was these don't roll on the floor to drag. Oh, okay. That's why I said those.
Well, I don't know if you guys got these via... Yep. Via email, but we'll give you some hard copies as well. Do you want one, Julie?
I have one.
Okay. So, you know, I only come when I need something.
Yeah. Always.
But thanks for having me, you know. And you guys know the process as far as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service acquiring land in North Dakota, and that's why we're here today. Jack and Helen Olson approached me and wondered if we could, Fish and Wildlife Service would be willing to make an offer on the southeast quarter of Section 33 in Scandia Township. So I got that marked on the maps here. And Fish and Wildlife Service has land on three sides of that quarter section. And so...
would be a nice get for you guys.
It would be a nice round out or whatever you want to call it, addition for sure.
How much farmland is on there?
Jack.
Got everything. Did you want to look at a real map?
We got this map.
And we also have the plat book, so we know where it's at.
The acres
is on my other folder here.
It's probably 60, 70, I forget.
The cropland acres is 76.1 acres. The rented out that I did is 85.6 to the NRCS. Native grasses is 15.2 acres. The pure lake water, there's three lakes, two of which are here, 22.9 acres. The sloughs are 12.4 acres. Mm-hmm. And I have wildlife on both sides, and I've been here before. I see Mike isn't here, so apparently you've changed, but last time I was here, Mike was here because I'm complaining that Dennis Nelson wouldn't fix the fence, if you remember, because there's lakes there, and then the poops there, and the cattle went around. So if I sold the quarter, they just put a half a mile fence, it's done for. Yeah. And then I don't... mean that I'm sick and tired of coming here, but it's hard to fight the U.S. Fish and Wildlife when it isn't the same person renting. And I'm 75 years old, and I really don't want to go to court all the time, which I had to take Dennis. So this would sure help me out. Not to mention the fact that it helped the U.S. Fish and Wildlife out.
So from your, is this your place right here in the corner?
Yep.
Yeah.
So then it's just south of your place.
East.
Oh, it's north.
Northeast of my place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I didn't put a north arrow on that map. Yep, it's kitty corner. So.
Well, we all know what it's like down in that area. Wet.
Yeah. There's no dust flying today. So yeah, you guys know the process. I'm just here to fulfill an obligation I have to my realty division to get your support before we move forward, because it's a process to
get her done,
to acquire land.
Do you need a motion?
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second to engage. Any discussion?
Well, as an organic farmer, this sure helps me out. Because there's no policing in organics. There's no policing in U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I'm the police. And when the hunting comes, I'm the sheriff. I call Randy, we're understaffed, can't come out. So I call Kurt, and they came in, and we'd eat it yesterday. Little things like that really bothers me because I don't want any leafy spurs coming on my land. So I want you to take care of it. So I'm there, and then I call Kurt, and it gets done. And it's nice that, they used to spray in the old days. I pulled them out more than, I've been doing for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I farmed their land since 1972. It was the first time. Because all that land around, I'm the one that seeded that in and stuff. Lloyd Jones and I, we had different plots of corn and everything. But my point is, and I can control as an organic farmer, there isn't a farmer on that side spraying at a 50-mile-an-hour wind from the north coming over across the road to my land. Now I'm fighting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife because they took over for over 25 years now. They've flooded out two quarters of my land. They, meaning the Ducks Unlimited. So that's another big problem. But I'm a poor organic farmer, not living off your taxes like the other. There's a lot of farmers out there on the farm program. But I'm too proud. My father was never on there. It's just one thing in our family. We don't do that. So I'm not living off your taxes, and it's really hard to farm with just Social Security. So I've driven semi for 55 years to keep the homestead place. Just to pay the taxes across the way. The taxes, over $2,000 per acre or per quarter, it's just insane. But when do we own the land? Grandpa homestead in 1896. Do you think we'll ever own it? No, because they keep paying taxes. Do we get anything from the taxes? No. We don't have any children. No children, no school bus, no road. 2 winters ago, we almost died. We couldn't get to town. I drive semi, couldn't get to town to earn money. And I asked my brother-in-law, could you walk from Hastings or from number one? We're only 2.5 miles, so we could get some food. And this is how bad it is. And then our township, see, we live in Spring Creek, and this is in Scandia. Yeah. So then they argue, who's going to do the half a mile?
That's when I called you a couple times on that.
Yeah. So I said, we don't have to do that because you don't have any children. I said, what? Well, you know the rule, no children, no school bus, no road. I said, who made that rule?
That ain't a rule.
That's not a law.
That ain't a rule.
Yeah, this is insane. Just insane.
I know they go to your driveway and then they don't go beyond. But then they had issues not being able to turn around because they said you didn't want them to turn around. Well, then I talked to you and you said, no, they can back in.
I have a huge driveway because I drive semi. Yeah. I can turn my semi on the end of my driveway.
Yeah.
So that is a poor excuse. And it isn't even a full half a mile that they have to come to my driveway.
Yeah.
But no. Can't do that because no children, no school bus, no road.
No,
that I'm just is not so sick and tired of them, and I call all the time. And they said, "Don't call me anymore because you're not on the township board."
Only you. You called who? The county shop.
It's the county shop.
Okay. Yeah, because all you're supposed to have to do is call one of your township officers.
Well, Dennis was in Arizona or wherever he goes, and the other officer said, "Well, I can't make that decision. I won't give names. I'll have to call the other guy." I said,
he lives on the 5-mile stretch.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'll have to call the other guy." I said, "What? Yeah, it takes two people to call."
Because I called him too. And
I said, "What do you mean two people? There's 15 feet between us and Litchfield. 15 feet of snow. I got to get out of here." "Well, we have to make the decision." I said, "What decision?"
Yeah.
And then
any township officer should have been able to say, "Hey,
we have no good township officers." And Jamie Smith keeps telling me, "Don't call me Jack. Just quit calling me. You're not a..." What am I supposed to do, Bill?
And on her defense, it doesn't do any good to call her because she can't take orders from anybody in the Lyon area.
Because
you called me 2 years ago, and then I called the township officer, and I said, "Let's get out there so he can get cleaned out." And they had, at that time, they had been out there a couple of days before that, but 2 years ago it was a winter from hell.
Yeah.
because it blew in every other minute.
Yeah.
So, but as far as calling Jamie, she's right there. I mean, she can't take orders from Kurt or Mickey or whoever it is because they're not a township officer in that area.
Because the somebody township asked, office, the township actually pays Jamie's crew to work that. And she won't go there unless the township asks her to.
That's like years ago, I was on Valley Township, and I would call and take care of all the subs and everything. People still call me, well, can you get a grader out here? No, because Bill ain't going to pay for it out of his own pocket. I'm not one of the officers anymore. But that's how it's supposed to work. So, and in your case, you weren't getting an answer, so then that's when I called Peterson, isn't it? I can't remember. Yeah. So, and then that's when it came out shortly thereafter again, but.
Well, years ago when Alan Latt was living on the Latt's farm, called me and said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm having supper. You blew out the road, didn't you, to number one? I said, yes, I did. I got to drive semi. Don't do that. You could blow out somebody's windshield. Stay home with that blower. Okay, so I stayed home, and then the next blizzard, this is in 1997, we had 13 blizzards. I used a loader. He said, what are you doing now? I said, I'm having supper, because he called me at 8 o'clock at night, and they said, you were out with a loader, weren't you? I said, yes, don't do that. You're taking gravel off the road. Well, I said, so does a maintainer, the first windrow that they left from last fall.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I said, what crime did I commit now? Well, you could run into somebody. I said, nobody lives out here. So see, I'm a little bit of a dilemma here without a lawyer.
Well, when you have issues again, call me like you have in the past, because we usually seem to get it straightened out.
Thank you.
So back to this issue. What do you do with the tilled land? You seed it in the grass, usually,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long a process is this?
The acquisition?
Yeah.
At least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably longer.
Yeah. I know we've done them in the past. Yeah. I'm just...
My rebuttal is this has already been done, you know, because this... Just that little bit of land there, 76 acres of cropland, that wouldn't be a problem. Because all the rest has been seeded into six different grasses, organic seed.
Yep.
That cost me $10,000 to keep it all organic.
No, I just
so this is a real easy play for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
I know other land you've taken around Adams Slough with it. You know, it takes a year or two to get it.
Yeah.
Because it's got to go to the governor.
Yeah.
Yep.
It hasn't even come back to you yet, so it hasn't gone to the governor yet.
It's going
to
take a couple years.
Yeah, it might be two. It
usually takes a couple years.
We have to have a governor.
No, we don't have a problem with it. I'm just wondering.
Roll call.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
No.
Bill.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Jim. Well, happy trails, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You don't want to see all my 1,000 maps then?
Well, if you want to get rid of them, I'll look at them.
No, I was going to copy them, but 50 cents a crack.
No, you keep them, right? You keep them then. Especially if they're color.
Yes, that was all.
You guys don't have to leave. I mean.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, your co-partner's leaving.
There's no donuts,
I know. You were supposed to bring them. Remember the last memo? I said, bring the donuts.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
We'll be here for another 45 minutes. You
okay,
got time.
I can run. The bakery's open.
See ya. Thank you.
Thank
no,
you guys.
Thanks,
don't.
Jack.
Thank you.
We're going to be gone.
All right, Jamin.
Morning. How's everyone doing today?
Good. Have you had a chance to check out any grants at all yet? Yourself, personally?
For like the weed board?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do nothing for infrastructure and stuff like that. Okay. And I did talk to the, well, it was last year, I think the USDA bought some grants.
Yeah.
It's too big of a project for them. They like smaller projects. And their grants are more geared towards equipment, just kind of how the depreciation works and if the building were to appreciate, which most buildings do, and not depreciate, if we were ever to get rid of it, you'd have to pay the difference, so it wouldn't make sense for that. So, yeah, as far as grants go, I don't have anything.
Because I made one call, and I have not reached out to them since, so
right.
I don't have an answer on their behalf yet.
I mean, we have grants that I wrote for other things, which in turn makes my budget more than expected. Yeah. So, I mean, we will have carryover probably at the end of the year. Projected was 30 to 60, depending upon how the year goes, yeah. is where we're going to end. But, yeah, there's nothing, like, dedicated strictly yeah. for a building.
30 to 60,000 over budget is what you're going to be? Is that what
in
you
revenue.
Mean?
Over revenue.
Over revenue.
So we'll have extra from what I wrote last year okay. to what hopefully we get this year as far as grants. So.
So as far as any new information, I don't have any.
Okay.
I just can't see spending that much on that building.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's so much over budget what we talked about from the start. I can't believe we didn't get any other bids on it. It's funny, Enterprise didn't even bid or anything.
I don't know. You know. I don't know if they're overrun with, you know, I talked to a guy in Jamestown that I talked to 2 years ago when we started this. He said realistically it'd be a year and a half out, so they weren't even yeah. interested in, you know, throwing a number in, you know, and I don't know if that's what a lot of people got too much on the books to where
yeah.
you throw a bid a year and a half out, a lot can change between now and then.
I just can't support it right now because of the cost.
Well, we're not going to forget about it.
Okay.
And I'm still going to touch base, but it probably won't be till next week.
Okay.
On what they have to offer or not to offer.
Okay.
And, that would be my decision. I don't want to forget about it.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'm not forgetting about it. But
yeah.
It just seems like an awfully high price for... I know right south, a farmer right now is building a shop from a building offered through Fargo, and it's like two-thirds that cost. So I want to look into that more and see...
See where they're...
See where, what the deal is.
Right. So, his was all insulated and everything? Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. a shop.
Okay.
So... And it's a smaller outfit through Fargo. And I don't say names until I know more about it.
Right.
But, we just got to look into it more. It just seems like.
Yeah. Which is totally.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Hey, okay.
I don't want you yeah. to feel like you've been wasting your time with all this bid.
No, no, it's. I mean, it's been a long process.
It's going to work sooner or later, but it just.
Right. And it is hard coming to you guys in the middle of the year, and, you know, but it's just yeah. the way the process worked and how the timing worked out, so.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about start with, it was less than half of that, remember? And then we had COVID funds left over at the time,
yeah.
which we don't anymore.
Right. So. That was going to be applied to that.
Yeah, and it would have paid for most of it at that time.
Yeah.
So, but the building was half of what we were thinking.
But it wasn't insulated and it wasn't heated. It
Not
was
totally.
Going to be.
Yeah.
No, it was just going to be one end.
Cold storage.
Yeah. So,
so it has changed.
Different so. Change, too.
So, yeah, don't forget about it.
Okay. Just wait to hear from you guys then, or?
Well, like I said, I won't get a hold of them people this week.
No, that's fine.
I will next week.
Okay.
So.
That should work then.
I'll keep you updated if I hear anything too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, if you get the name or something, I can
yeah.
always reach out to them. And
yep.
I'm sure they got a pretty good idea of what it costs per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Very good.
All right, thanks guys.
How's the spraying going?
I need to figure out how to dry the ditches out first. Maybe tomorrow, Thursday with the 40 mile.
I thought you put flotation tires on those things.
Well, we got two boats, so we might just have to utilize them, put them in the ditches, and if you see us going down the ditch in a boat, you know it's bad. So, no, the new kid, he's working out pretty good, passed all those tests,
okay.
so we're getting him trained in, and Harley came back yesterday, so they're up looking to see if there's any dry pockets up north, east. So.
Are you doing spurge now?
We will be, yeah. There's nothing up that way?
It's a lot drier northwest. I mean, we only got two.
Northwest, someone came in
and
they said Noltemeyer's not terrible, so we're trying to
right.
find.
I think anything north.
Noltemeyer's on top of a hill, so everything runs off
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, so they're probably dry. So we're trying to find some pockets of stuff to get
done. I mean, Stewart's good. I mean,
yeah.
there's not much water standing. So.
Yeah. So.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Corrections.
I just have a contract. That's all I got. Whoops.
Did we have any questions on those codes that through there, or is this a standard procedure?
It looks like it's kind of procedure.
So, yeah, you were buying bras and stuff for female inmate? Is that the deal, or what?
Yep.
Why?
We have to provide them with clothes. undergarments, everything. We don't allow them to bring any personal property into.
I can see that. I mean,
yeah.
Do we have to buy? Do we have to buy new? Can't we buy thrifty and wash them and give them to them?
We're not going to find the quantity that we need at a thrift store.
Can't have wire in them either.
Yeah, they're like.
Yeah, no, it's just procedure. We just saw it come through in the bill, and we were just questioning it, but it makes sense.
I mean, because they could hide stuff anywhere.
What
we don't even allow our males to bring in their own underwear and socks. Yeah.
What contract are you signing?
Trail County.
Trail.
It's the last one we have.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do we get many out of there?
Maybe three or four a year. But with Cass County will take their people. Cass will just take their own. So that's why we get Trail and
Steel.
Do we get Griggs too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is a conference in Bismarck that is put on by the International Association of Correctional Training Personnel. This is an annual conference that happens once a year, and it travels around the nation. And this year we're just lucky enough that North Dakota DOCR is hosting this conference. Since we have promoted two more sergeants, I want to start handing over some of our staff training stuff to them. I've never been to a conference like this, and I would like to go to it to experience it and to also take at least one, if not two, of my sergeants to this conference to learn different ways to train, things that we aren't focusing on that maybe we should, give some ideas of what we do, that kind of stuff at this conference.
When is it?
In September, the 16th through the 19th.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 days, wasn't it, or something?
Yep.
And what's the cost per person?
So I am a member, so my registration fee is a little bit cheaper. For myself to go, it would be a total of $703.90. That includes hotel. For me to take both of the sergeants, it would be a total of $2,211.70.
With yours?
With mine, yep. Yeah.
And so if you do this training, do they not do another training?
What do you mean?
They won't do another training until next year.
Yeah. It's a once a year
training.
Well,
that's what I was saying. Some people are like training twice in a year.
This,
I would like to see this one is, training per person per year. You pick the training.
Well,
that makes sense.
This association only does it once a year, and it travels around the country.
So you probably would not do it again until come back to North Dakota.
Probably, yeah. It would probably cost us $2,000 to send one person next year, dependent on where it is.
That.
Yep.
Well, I was just like, some of the people are training, they're having two and three training sessions a year that they're traveling for. And I don't think that they need that much training. I don't believe that they should be doing it.
There's different areas you train
in. Yeah.
I know, but it's...
I go back and look at what I've spent on training. This year is the first time I've actually had staff where I can actually send somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't spend anything on training and travel.
Well, I know you don't, but I'm saying this that because I didn't know if you had something else planned for him later on. So
I'll make a motion, all three people, go to Bismarck. It's usually not hosted in...
Correct.
North Dakota.
And I'm only going to send them if I have the staff covered.
Right.
It's not
covered. Yeah.
Motion and Sean seconded it. Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
So what was the cost then? A total of $2,000.
Total is $2,211.
That's if all three of you went.
Yep, for all three of us.
With hotel.
With hotel and meals. That includes meals as well. So. Yeah.
And are you carpooling?
Yeah, we would take one.
Depending on your staffing at the time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Roll call.
Hey, Keith.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicki.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Thank you.
Auditor's office. Everybody got a
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Anything else in your office, Julie?
Okay, we've got an HR payroll position opening in. That's being advertised. I sent out that Red River Basin Commission request. I don't know if you remember seeing that.
No, because I wasn't getting emails for a while.
I don't remember seeing that before, unless it came through Water Resource. But I don't have a letter from them either. This was their request. That's what I emailed everybody. And maybe it's something they should pass on to the Water Resource.
Yep. We're part of the Red River retention. I don't think we've ever done anything with the basin, if I remember right. But I can take it to the meeting next week and ask.
Did we, is anybody working where Kara's at right now for that job description? Is she still on maternity?
For who?
Downtown where,
I think so.
Okay.
So have you contacted her to put you on the list?
Okay. Lori has, yeah.
Okay.
But they do need specific a wage. They don't want DOE. They want either a specific wage or a range when you go through them.
Yeah, when we talked last week, I said it all kind of determines on how experienced they are.
So did you...
They can't use that. They have to have...
So you, what'd you say, 20 to 25?
I said 24 to 26, because that's where we started here with no experience.
Put it at that. Let's see what happens.
Okay. And then...
Well, wait a minute. Didn't Jared have a... maybe you should go like 22 to 26.
For payroll HR, I think I should be higher than that.
Okay.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Keeping it where we said.
Okay. And then, I have 82 hours of vacation I need to use by the end of the month, and I'm not going to be able to do that. I just can't. Not with election. We had an annexation pop up now. So I'm asking either if I could carry it over or pay it out, one of the two.
If you carried it over, when could you use it?
I'd have to use it, hopefully, between now and November. But now we've got budget, too, in there. I haven't even started budget yet. I need to do that, too.
I would say let's make a case where we'll let you carry it over. We're not going to make a habit of this.
No.
But use it up as quick as you can. I know you got other things going on, but you'll never make it up this month.
Well, I did try. I did plan to at the end of this month after canvassing, but then we had a reorganization pop up. But I need to do something with that, too. I need to get started on that, too. So election has taken a lot of time.
How do you usually do that in the past?
What's that?
We don't carry over?
Not as a rule.
Okay.
No, they usually...
We used to, and then we kind of kiboshed it.
Do we pay it out in that kind of thing? So use it or lose it?
That's right. Why we kept on everybody to use it.
Okay.
We can keep 240 hours, anything over that.
And you said you're going to surplus 82 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did take one day Friday, but then... I had a lot of extra hours Friday, too, so it ended up not being a whole day.
Okay.
Well, you were special circumstances in that you took over a job and the election, and also, when you take over a job, you need some.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
And no, we're not opening a can of worms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That was all I had.
What about a board appointment that it's written on here?
You didn't see the list.
Okay, yeah, we had an application for the water resource. I think you got the emails on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Perry talked to me.
Who was it?
Perry Schlegel.
Perry Schlegel.
From Waka. From District 2.
Pingle area. I mean, it's, that's it. That's the area. Do we approve that, or do we? What do we do?
Yeah, I believe we make
or
the
motion. Or do we go to the water board first?
No.
That's the only one we've gotten, ain't it?
We appoint them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's been open for quite some time.
Did you fill out the paperwork? Okay, I make the motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Hey, Vicki.
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Call them up and give them the good news.
Yeah.
Call them up and give them the good news.
Because I didn't see him coming. I told Jerry and him that on Friday.
Yeah, it's not somewhere in here. It must be back place.
Commission discussion. Pete, what you got?
All I had in the last 2 weeks with the Veterans Administration, they logged 2,676 van miles for May. They gave 46 van rides to either Fargo or Jamestown. She took in 291 phone calls. She had 89 walk-ins, and she had 25 appointments. We've also been advertising and interviewing for an office assistant. She's interviewed 3 last week. She has 1 more to do this week, and then we'll hire an office assistant. And we had listed $21 to $24 an hour as pay. And she was wondering if it's a good qualified person, if she could offer $22. It's in the salary.
The pay range was $21 to $24
on the application.
Sure.
So,
if, yeah, and then, if it's good.
So, we'll go from there. And then we also discussed, we've still been discussing hiring a part-time driver because Bob has been handling all the chores since the last one was released. So we did have one applicant in an interview, and I think we'll give that one a shot. So I'll talk to her about it, see if it'll work out, if he's still interested. So, but it's been hard to hire a driver because we haven't had a lot of applicants.
Did you ever find out why you weren't part of the interviewing process?
No, she didn't tell me. I was busy, I suppose, farming, and she did not call me. So I will have to talk to her about that because I was part of the interviewing for the driver, and then I was not for the assistant.
So, I think you should, since she's a one-woman show, that mm-hmm. you should actually be on all interviews, I think.
Yeah, and I would be there. I wouldn't, you know, it's up to her. She knows what she needs and what she can work with. But I would be there to lend a hand. So, Development Corporation next week. We have a week board meeting, week or two. That's all I got.
Sean!
Nothing. We already went over the appointment for the water board. All my meetings are next week. I got social services at 11. This thing for the park board. Did we have a grant for that, or
yeah,
for the signs?
That's the water trail.
Okay.
Yep.
So is that we have a grant for that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good deal. Because I don't remember discussing any of that at the park board meeting. So.
Well, we didn't discuss how many there is.
Oh.
How many signs?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be at the landing.
We got Jamie here. We'll go over that in a minute.
Okay. But yeah, I have nothing other. I will take this to the water board. Actually, yeah.
Okay. And Vicki?
I have nothing since last time because there isn't no meetings have been since then. And I think the meetings are next week for everything that I'm doing. Also, I'm still selling tickets for the Library Foundation so that we can raise money for the library. It's an ongoing process. We're still short a few dollars, and it would be nice if we raised about 50 more thousand, actually, so we don't have to have such a big loan. So,
didn't they have commitments?
They have commitments.
But, and it's still 50 shy.
Well, it would make a difference in the loan payments. So, yeah, they would think 50,000 more would be great. The ticket sales are part of the running total that we figure we have. So the 50,000 would be something we'd have to get from some other entity or whatever. So, other than that, like I said, all my meetings are next week, so I have nothing to discuss.
Have they started the roof yet?
They were supposed to start on the 28th, but that was an inside type thing where they're bracing things and doing stuff like that. So they were saying to start the shingling the 20th of June.
Hopefully it'll be dry for a week or two.
And then they said that would be a two-week thing, the shingle part, and then the rest of the rotunda thing would be a couple more months. So
this summer, maybe.
And they blocked off that part of the library so nobody can go in. It's difficult for people to get to the library, but the door is open on the south side of the library, but there's no sidewalk there to get to it. Oh, they can get to the one, but they can't get to the other section. So, and then there's a place on the north that you can go in and on the new section. So, been very difficult with the construction right outside the door and them taking out the sidewalk. So, that's it for me.
Okay. And I haven't had a whole lot of nothing recently since our last meeting. Next week is development, and I would guess winter show, and planning and zoning's in. Is it next week already?
Next week.
Elections next week.
Yeah.
Elections next week. That's a big deal.
So we're going to move the planning and zoning back so we're not. Because the election, what time polls close?
Seven.
Oh, we'll be okay in here.
Okay.
It might be, you can't be in here because of the...
You guys are going to move your stuff out of here for 10 minutes. We could meet in Jessica's office.
Okay, or don't.
Jessica's is fine. We can throw a couple chairs. There's only a handful of us anyway.
You have the conference room in the basement, too.
Yeah. That's the least of our worries. I still think we could have thrown you out, though. But...
Don't put more stress
next.
On
there. Long time no see.
Hey, yeah, long time no see. I have some information here that came to light on May 22nd. As I was driving around on our county roads, checking them, I noticed several pink survey lath and couldn't figure out what was going on. And I asked lots and lots of questions, and I finally found out that the scenic Cheyenne River Water Trail access is installing 67 signs on our county road system and on our county bridges. So here's the plan set that I obtained.
Why are they putting it on our roads?
I wrote up a little statement because I'm so upset about this. I'm afraid I'm going to say things that I shouldn't. So I'm just going to read to you what I wrote.
Okay.
This came to my attention, like I said, on May 22nd. The Cheyenne River Water Trail had surveyed, bid, and located for the installation of signs along and in our county right away. The Barnes County Highway Department was never contacted. I requested and inquired the plan set and a copy of the Sign Solutions USA bid from KLJ. Upon review of that plan set, which I believe was $182,000.
Yeah, that's right here.
It was discovered that there are 67 signs to be installed in our county right-of-way and on those county-owned bridges. The signage does not meet our standards and does not follow our county sign policy, which was adopted in 2015. In fact, if these are allowed to stay in our right-of-way and we are required to maintain them, it will be at a cost to the county taxpayers and the highway department. We will have to purchase a pneumatic driver, new drive caps, additional inventory, as we do not carry any of the installed assemblies. Costs to include but are not limited to a pneumatic driver for $3,040, throttle valve and handle for $416, drive caps $549 each, 2.5-inch posts $161 each, 3-inch heavy-duty anchors $78 each, 3-inch receivers $100 each, 3-inch heavy-duty anchor for slip-based systems $200 each, hardware kits $40 each for each sign. Specialty signs vary in price, so now this is the sign in itself. So the big scenic travel, paddle signs, all these. I've requested a quote for those.
Well, isn't this grant going to actually pay for all this?
And we need a boom truck and a loader to reset large signs if they're damaged. My understanding is that the Water Trail grant paid for the initial I've not been a part of this process whatsoever, right. So I'm not sure what has exactly happened. My understanding was the Water Trail got some sort of grant and that this would become, this is from verbal discussions and review of an MOU. It's my understanding this will now become our responsibility as it is in our county right of way.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever discussed.
And then there is some signage in the township roads as well. And I have concerns that the townships were not notified. These Water Trail signs are guests in the right-of-way of the township, and who will be paying and maintaining those signs if they fall in disrepair. I contacted Commissioner Carl Bloom on the 22nd when I found this out, and he encouraged me to reach out to Mr. Bobby Keplin, who heads up the Water Trail in this area. In my email, I told Mr. Keplin that the signage was not approved through the Highway Department and will not be allowed without authorization from myself and the County Commission. I also advised him that unauthorized signs will be removed, as per our policy and normal procedures. As of today, in most locations, anchors and other devices have been installed in some signs and sign assemblies. As your Highway Superintendent, I am deeply disappointed that I was not contacted during this process. It is very disrespectful, and I will not allow that to carry on in the future from Mr. Keplin or anyone else. Because our specifications were not considered, approval from this department was not granted, and because additional costs to the Highway Department will be incurred, I request that you authorize the Highway Department to remove the unauthorized signs, the cost to the Cheyenne Water Trail.
When you were adding up all the stuff of the whatever per sign, what did you end up with a grand total of what it's going to cost us?
I don't have a grand total because I don't have a price per sign, so just the sign itself. I just have for the Telspar and the anchors and all of that. 161, 200, it could be, you know, depending on which kind of sign, between 200 and 500 just for the posts and the anchors. And, you know, the large ones that look like this, you could be talking in the thousands.
Well, I'm not for it since they had been asked for any authorization. I've been wondering what all the flags were along the Valley Road. And you know how many miles of Valley Road I cut.
Yes.
And it's going to be a pain for me.
Yes.
Because I cut like 5 miles both sides.
Right. And our policy even says that unauthorized signs will be removed.
Yeah.
Signs cannot be placed in which to obstruct other signs. And I have concerns that some of these large ones will do just that. We've already got a cluster of signs at North Valley as well, going south on the Catherine Road, and there are larger signs that are going to be there. They will obstruct those views. And we already have 2,700 signs in our inventory. It's sign litter. I'm not opposed to the water trail whatsoever. I'm a kayaker myself, and I enjoy that. But this is excessive. And I realize that it's in other counties, and it's on the DOT. They use the DOT specs, but it doesn't meet our specifications and standards. And they did not contact us as a highway department.
Well, I know they wanted the markers they have at the Foss Dam. They have them right on the ends of the bridge, which I don't like.
No.
Especially with machinery and everything else.
Right.
So, no, I'm not. Good for you. Good for sticking up for us.
Thank you.
Go back up.
Yeah, because you see you're going to notify them, right?
I will notify them, and we will begin removing anchors.
You have not heard from Bobby yet?
He replied to an email and indicated that Commissioner Carlbloom approved it, which I doubt.
With a couple signs.
Yeah, we talked about it at the park board meetings about putting signs up at each launch location.
Because they're already driven into the ground, the anchors.
Right, so why don't you say that you should remove it in the remarks?
I want them, I can do that. I'll give them a deadline.
Yes, please.
And then if they're not removed, we will remove them.
Yeah, that's fine. But you should have them remove their own mess up. So.
No, the only permission he was given to put them up at the launch sites, in the parks that the launch sites are going in, so he pretty much took it upon himself.
Told you.
I'm very upset, if you couldn't tell, and Bill,
I can tell.
Bill heard the brunt of it, and I apologize for that.
My ear is still ringing on this side. This one is kind of almost healed up.
Well, you look at the river road, how many there. There's 100 signs.
I know, there's too many
between
signs.
North
there's
Valley, my place.
And people.
And it's supposed to be seen a crowd. No, you see it's signs.
Oh, you see it's signs. Yeah. And people become numb to signs. Mm-hmm. And then they're not paying attention to the ones that are going to save their lives, like the stops and the yields mm-hmm. and the curves.
Well, you read another sign.
You're just like, oh, it's another dang sign. Mm-hmm. That's not what we do.
But not 67.
No. Fine if they're on our assemblies, if he wants to purchase the signs and they fit our goals for our infrastructure, I'm fine with some signs. But not this.
I agree.
Make it happen.
Okay. Thank you
for bringing it to our attention.
How'd this morning go?
Yes, I can.
Got through another one, didn't you?
This morning I testified again on another hearing in regards to an objection from a truck driver for our spring road restrictions. It did go well, and of course the guy was fined. They did give him a break on the speed limit. The judge felt like we should be posting our trucks 45 on the signs that are our 55 mile an hour signs. He felt that it could be confused, so moving forward we will move our trucks 45 onto our 55 mile an hour signs. Mm. But the gentleman was still fined, and he still more than likely will lose his CDL. So, but that's the last one for now.
How's the blading going in the mud?
It's going good. Yesterday they were in Getchell. There was one spot that was pretty rough.
Looked pretty good.
But this morning when I couldn't sleep and I looked at it, it looked really great. Mm-hmm. So going fairly well. The rain overnight kind of slowed us down a little bit, so we moved into some different townships that didn't get rain. Graveling is going in force.
Have you started?
Yes. Oh. It's really fun to see 8 trucks and the semi roll out of the shop.
You're doing
graveling.
South?
And we're doing south this year. Yes.
You got good gravel?
Not particularly the best. Our gravel supply is pretty limited in the county, and it's getting harder to be picky about the type of gravel. So it'll do, but it's not.
Yeah, well, you've been in the business a long time. You know, crappy gravel isn't worth the money.
No, it's not. But, you know, our options are.
Is it better than nothing? It's hard.
It's better than nothing. Our options would be haul from the north part of the county all the way to the south.
Right.
Or haul from Engleville. And with tandem trucks, that's just not efficient. Yeah. So we'll make the best with what we got. And I'm checking into some other options. To my knowledge, there's a couple gravel pits possibly opening up. I know Lakeside was going to be getting into the one off of 26 when the contractor moves out of the one that's currently opened up. And another gentleman, Mr. Hollingshed, I believe, off the river road, north into the river road, has some gravel and they're looking at putting it up. And he did reach out to me asking if we would be interested in a pile. I indicated to him that if he put some up, I would test it. And if it met our specifications at that time, I would make some sort of commitment. So
the stuff we are using, too sandy, too rocky, too what?
It's a little of both.
It's sand and clay, I imagine. That's
yeah, it doesn't have a lot of clay in it, so not a lot of binder. My saving grace with this gravel will be that we've graveled with the Bischoff gravel in the south part of the county pretty extensively, and hopefully it will blend in.
Because I watched an old miner put that, and I didn't know where they got it. It was one of the pits up by the lake, and it was all sand.
Yeah.
Are we hauling out of that pit down by me?
Bischoff, no. I have not been able to secure a contractor to put up.
But we still have quite a pile there yet.
No, we don't.
So that isn't our pile left there?
No, that's strippings. That's not gravel.
Just well burnt the money because
at the Bischoff pit.
That's the one north of Burgess.
Yeah, we've had a couple of years.
Well, I thought we still had a piler.
No, we hauled out the last of it, and I tried to get a contractor in there, but there's just in prospecting, it's not a big enough setting to be profitable. So I'm having a hard time finding a contractor.
We should have made a bigger pile last time.
Yeah, and part of it
because that was pretty good gravel.
It's great stuff. A lot of the gravel is sitting on the old pad from the piles before. And so, I mean, it's not hopeless. It's just about finding the right person that's willing to put it in.
Yeah. Because they're willing to sell us more, I would imagine.
Yes, Mr. Bischoff and his family indicated that they would be willing to do that. It's, you know, finding that contractor to do it. So.
Okay, All right. Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Carry on.
Will do.
Stacy, did you have something for this afternoon?
Lots and lots of paper. Just a couple extra things for the equalization meeting this afternoon. They're informational only. The first one, just the guidelines on how the meeting goes, because if you want to take one and pass them around. Julie has one already. Just a reminder, technically there's two meetings in the afternoon. We have the equalization meeting and a regular commission meeting. The equalization meeting is where we address any appeals. The regular commission meeting is where we address the admitted assessments. That's basically anything that was not taken care of at local, like, say, for instance, somebody that has something that becomes taxable because it's no longer farm exempt, whatever. Those are indicated on your agenda with a red OM. So any of the admitted assessments will be part of the regular commission meeting. And we only have a few appeals that we're looking at, and those are basically corrections. They're things that we have already adjusted. I don't anticipate having really much of anybody show up. There may be one or two with some questions, and we do have field sheets ready for those if they do happen to show up for an appeal. This one is our preliminary numbers going into county equalization, so you can see where we're sitting. Our goal on these, we aim for about 95% of value on all three categories. That gives us room to go up or down, make adjustments if we need to. So the left column is our commercial values. The center there is residential, and then we have agricultural. I don't know why this spreadsheet doesn't total a percentage at the bottom for agricultural, but we're running just around 95.8% or so on that one. So pretty much where we want to be. We shouldn't have to make any changes on anything this year short of what we're presenting this afternoon. I'm also asking that we conduct the meeting like they've been doing at state equalization. It's going to shorten the meeting if we do it that way, instead of going through each individual township and city and repeating and waiting to see if anybody has anything to say. What the state does, is they will stop at the ones where they know they have appeals or somebody has shown up, and they'll ask if anybody's there, and then say they'll get between, like, Daisy and Litchfield. Is anybody here from the cities of any of the cities in this category? If nobody's there, we can just pass on to the next one. Otherwise, it sounds like we're just...
Simple and easy.
We should be out of here pretty quick this afternoon. You guys have any questions on anything?
We'll be out of here before we start down there.
I hope so. That would be nice. We do have a couple hard copy books because everything was emailed to you guys, but I know you guys like having a hard copy in front of you, too, if you want something. They're just setting off to the side by Julie, so if you guys want to take a peek at those after the meeting, again, stop into our office if you have anything before that. But
okay.
1 o'clock, we should be ready to go.
Right. Very good.
Thanks.
Motion to adjourn?
Recess.
No, we can't.
Recess.
Motion to recess.
Oh.
Second.
I caught myself.
Okay.
You did well.
Fine.
Okay.
See you at 1.
Who ran off the road up by the bridge the other night? By the dam bridge.
What is this book that they were talking about? Mark?
I have to check. Me.
I saw the tracks, and Jim Badgen said he found somebody walking down the road or something.
That's the one they brought into the motel.
Yeah, and then he notified you guys, and there was more to it than it sounded like. So, yeah.
No.
Said it was kind of rough-looking characters. So.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude.
I'm glad he didn't stop at my place for directions then, so. You always wonder if somebody walked in the middle of the night.